Both those guys will be ready to go on Sunday.
Who are you talking about? We couldn't hear.
J.J. Watt and Brian Cushing.
Use the mics, please.
Well, in terms of tight ends, how effective did I Brian Cushing's catches? What can you do kind of late in the season? Normally, he'd been sure he'd be kind of going to the back
of the back track. Yeah, I mean, I believe in these guys, and look, these guys are working hard to focus on their role in the Colt game and every little detail of it. And they work very hard today. We had a good practice today.
With T.J. Yates, his background, having played in pivotal games before, being a guy that's performed, how much does that kind of translate into what he can potentially do for you in a game like this?
Yeah, it's good. No, he's been there before. He's been a quarterback in two wins for us this year, and he's played here before, so he's comfortable with his surroundings here, and he's a pro, and he prepares really hard.
What was the nature of Brian's thing? You mentioned the other day, you said lower extremity. What do you think it listed as on the report?
Just bumps and bruises in the 15th week of the season, or 14th. I mean, we got to have more questions than injury questions.
I got a couple.
Keep going.
You encouraged by Jadeveon Clowney?
Yes.
What he did,
and yeah, I thought he played well, and it was a good game by him. And he obviously, consistency is the key. Let's go out there and do it again.
What did you think when you heard Andrew Luck was working out today?
We're preparing for everybody. So whether it's Andrew Luck or T.Y. Hilton or Vontae Davis, like everybody on their roster, we're preparing for.
What do you do when you got three quarterbacks, according to what people are saying, three different guys could play? You don't see that much.
No, it's difficult, John. I mean, you have to make sure that in practice that you show the team all three different skill sets. You know, obviously with this one, you've got Andrew Luck, who's a really good runner with the football, a very physical runner with the ball. So, you have to prepare the team for that, and you don't know who's playing, so you have to do a good job of making sure they show the team all the different skill sets of each guy, whatever position it is.
Back to Clowney. Do you feel like the more he can go out there and have success, the more it kind of builds his confidence and it'll help him do even better?
Well, I think he's a confident player. I think the big thing with Jadeveon, I think I've said this from day one, is health. And when he feels good and he's healthy, he's a good football player. I think he has a lot of confidence in his own ability. I know we do. Just like every other player we put out there, we have a lot of confidence in. So I think the big thing with JD is health.
Now that you got a body of work on TJ, how does that affect the game plan? Can you give him more each time he's out there?
Yeah, he's been here now for a while, and obviously played in a couple games. So I think he when he came back here, he had a really good recollection of what we had taught him before. And, he's a really bright guy, so now being here for a while, I think he has a really good grasp of our offense, and so we can do the things that we need to do to help us beat the Colts.
But what makes it so difficult to play in Indy? Are there certain factors that are really tough?
I think it's difficult to play on the road anywhere in this league. I really do. I think winning on the road is very tough, no matter where it is. I really do, and especially this time of the year. So we have to be very focused, very detailed, and we're going to have to play a really good football game to win.
Yesterday, Bob said y'all were going to get a quarterback in the offseason, preferably the draft. What did you think about that?
I don't have any thoughts on that, John. I really don't. None. I'm just focused on the Colts. I think, any thoughts on that or questions about that, you should direct to Bob.
Sorry to go back to injuries, but no one really asked about Hoyer. Do you have any more status updates on him?
Still in the protocol. And so I think he's not to speak for him, but I think he is feeling better, but he would be doubtful. He's not going to play on Sunday, so that's where it's at right now.
Bill, do you feel fortunate that with all that's happened, whether it's quarterback injuries, quarterback changes, losses and such, that you're still in a position to win the division, and you can take control of that Sunday?
I just believe in this team. I believe in the players in that locker room. I believe in this coaching staff. I don't really use any adjectives like that. I just believe in this team, and I know that we had a good practice today, and we're going to focus on our meeting now and try to go up there and play a good football game.
You got to have Whedon prepared since he's a player closer. Talk about his progress and if he has to play, what you'd expect from him.
Yeah, he's made a lot of progress. I don't think it's easy. I think that coming from different systems, he's been in a couple different systems now. Ours is totally different than the ones that he's been in, and so I think he's really studied hard. He's put a lot of time in, and you know, I think he feels a lot better about it than where, you know, when he first got here, obviously. But you know, I think he's still learning.
One question, totally off the wall. All the state high school playoff games are here this weekend. You played high school football.
Yeah.
What does it mean, do you think, to have them here at Energy Stadium for the first time?
Oh, best question of the day. You get the best question. I got a sticker up here for you, John. You're right. I love high school football, and I love when the games are here because, you know, I can go out there and watch the games. I've always loved high school football. I have lifelong friends that I played high school football with, great coaching, and, you know, I can just remember, you know, really when you play high school football, that's where you really form your love of football and where, you know, the only thing that matters is you're playing with your buddies and you're having fun and rivalry games and all those different things. And then you move to a state like Texas where high school football is king, and to have the opportunity to have the state championships here in Houston is really a pretty cool thing for us here in Houston. And I know our players get excited about it. I get excited about it. And, you know, I walked out there the other day. I'm not going to mention any teams because I don't want to get in trouble because I have some buddies here in Houston that have allegiances with different teams. So I don't want to get in trouble. But I walked out there and saw one team, and I said, man, that looks like a Division I college team. You know, so these are good football teams and well-coached and, you know, looking forward to the games being here.